Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about the words of the year for 2024.
对，那每年年底呢，各大词典牛津、剑桥、柯林斯就会来宣布今年的年度热词。那我们今天呢，就为大家总合了三大词典所选的 Word of the Year， 然后呢，还有一些是 shortlisted， 就是没有最终当选，但是也是今年热度上升、使用度上升的一些词。
Yeah, these are really interesting words. You probably aren't familiar with them because they're all over the Western internet. They always start on the internet, on social media, and then eventually some of them make their way into the dictionary.
其实我觉得这里面很多词就已经是在字典里了，但是呢，就是现在在社交网络上对这些词可能会赋予他们一些新的这个意义，然后 use them in a different way, 对不对？
Yeah, that's right. They'll add a new definition for some of these words, right?
没错，就比如我们今天要看的第一个来自剑桥词典的2024年年度热词。
Yes, our first word, manifest.
Manifest. 那这个已经是在英语里面存在我也不知道几百可能上千年的词啊。它的意思就是一个东西是怎么显现被表现出来是吗？
Yeah, it's like to make something into reality. Yeah, so the original definition of this just means to kind of show something or display something.
对，但是他今年在 TikTok 呀、Instagram 上面就有好多那些网红，他们就变成了一个 manifesting 网红，他就在上面教大家你怎么用想象力和意志力把你的梦想变为现实，然后这个东西叫 manifest, 是吧？
Yeah, it's kind of this idea that if you think about something enough, you can make it real, you can bring it into reality.
对，然后还有很重要的一点就是他说你一定要是能够可视化、视觉化的。
Yeah, it's like visualization, right? You can imagine something in your mind, whether it's, you know, money or some goal, and then hopefully if you do this over and over, it becomes real.
对，然后我记得今年就是巴黎奥运会的时候嘛，然后美国有一些很有名的运动员最后拿金牌的，然后他们自己还 po 好多的内容，就是说我是通过 manifest 就这个 practice, 然后呢就把我儿时的梦想变为了现实。
Yeah, it's like positive thinking. They were sitting there thinking, I'm gonna win the gold, I'm gonna win the gold, and then they did.
有一点，然后你去看就国外的互联社交媒体啊，就好多那种什么几百万次观看、几十万次点赞，就特别简单，就是一个人拿了一支笔在笔记本上面就画，就是画他的梦想，然后画他现在是什么样子，然后这个东西就叫 manifestation. But as they are, you know, drawing this, they're also talking about, you know, 我很 believe 我自己，然后这是我的梦想，这是我现在，就是。对，就是 it's all about your psychology, your psyche, right?
Yeah, even if there's no scientific basis for this, it's gotta be good to have a positive attitude, right?
对，就是你每天 if you're telling yourself, 然后 visualizing it enough, 我觉得它可能还是会影响你，不管是你的意志力还有你的行动， because it's, you know, dreams are only dreams until you take action, right?
That's right, until you manifest them.
好，那不知道国内互联网，因为 again I don't use social media, 就是咱们抖音上面是不是也有类似的，如果有的话大家欢迎你们在留言里面告诉我们，然后这个在中文里面如果有类似的咱们把它叫什么啊。好，那接下来柯林斯词典，哎呦，他们选的这个 word of the year 非常不一样哦。
That's right, the word brat.
他们选的这个词叫 brat, 你不要 confuse it with rat, 老鼠啊。这个说这里说的是一种人是吗？
Yeah, a brat is typically used to describe a kid, not always though, and it means someone who's spoiled, right? Someone who's really spoiled.
对，就是很得宠，然后呢被宠坏了，然后我经常就是把这个词联系到是比较有钱、家境比较好的人，因为从小就条件很好，然后万千宠爱集于一身 ，and then they become a brat。所以这也不是一个新词，可是呢，在今年的互联网上，它被使用的很多。首先就是英国的一个女歌手 Charlie XCX， 她不是有个歌叫什么 Brat？
Oh, I don't know. I've never heard this before.
对对对，然后就是美国大选的时候，就有很多人说那个 Kamala Harris 啊，说她是 Brat。所以呢，这个词就是现在变成一个好像比较好、比较褒义的词。
Yeah, the original meaning is bad. It means someone who's spoiled, has a bad attitude, but it's kind of been reclaimed and used in this positive way to say like unapologetic and rebellious in a kind of positive, good way.
所以他的态度就不是从那个宠坏变乖，他就说他还是有点就态度很张扬，或者像你刚刚说的 rebellious, 叛逆，但是呢他对自己这个很自信，是吧？
Yeah, that's right. And it's also being used as an adjective, like, oh, he's so brat or she's so brat.
但我觉得他就其实现在也不是说这个是一个什么比较好的态度，只是他们说这种被宠坏的人，我就是这样，你能把我怎么样？That's who I am, that's how I am, what are you gonna do about it?
Yeah, exactly. Like, maybe being a brat is bad, but I don't care. That's who I am.
对，这个好吗 ？I'm not sure.
这不太好吧？
好，那接下来我们要看的牛津词典啊，就是也是 dictionary.com 的同一家，他们选的呢 ，It's like the very opposite of brat.
Ah, yes, a fun one to say to demure.
再说一遍
，demure.
Demure 有点像我们中文说一个东西很妙，稍微有一点哈。很妙 ，demure。那 demure 是什么意思呢 ，Jason？
It's kind of like an elegant modesty. It's a very feminine word, and it describes women usually. But it just means like, you know, very elegantly classy, modest.
就是文静、含蓄、端庄的。
Yeah, it's like the opposite of a Karen, right? You have this like person who's screaming at everybody in public and causing a ruckus, whereas someone who's demure is very low key and very classy.
就是 opposite of brat. 我觉得这是两个完全不同的态度，两种完全不同的性格啊。那 demure 也不是一个新词啊，那它今年为什么会成为热词呢？
So this one got really famous through TikTok, right? Through a very specific TikToker, I guess, named Jules LeBron.
他是一个男生吧，然后但他那种 video 里面都是扮成女生的样子，扎个辫子，然后他就说，我今天要去 job interview, 我要去面试，或者 I got the job, 有一个 presentation, 但是呢，我不要搞得很张扬啊什么，我要很 demure 这样。
Yeah, it's like they discovered this word, right? I feel like a lot of the times young people online discover these older words and they like them, and then through that, they become really popular.
对，就我觉得这个 TikToker 这个叫 LeBron 的啊，和 LeBron James 没有关系。就你反正你看他的样子跟 Demure 完全是不一样的，然后他就有个这种反差。然后呢，还有就是一点像 Jason 说的，可能现在的十几岁小朋友他还。英语课还没学到这个词，然后他突然发现了以后，一个网红教给他以后，他们就觉得哦，这是个很好的词，可以用起来。
Yeah, I think that's great for their education, though. At least they're discovering these old cool words, right?
对 ，you gotta you know meet users where they are 啊。好，那看完了三大词典这个 official 官方的年度热词之后呢，我们来看看他们这几家词典选的一些。入围的啊，上榜的候选的热词，其实 to be honest， 我觉得这些入围的词还好像更好一点耶。
Yeah, sometimes the shortlisted words are even better or more popular than the ones that made it into the dictionary.
对，比如说这第一个，我觉得特别形象，特别很形容我们这个时代哈。
对 ，brain rot.
Okay, brain 脑子 rot 烂，脑子烂掉了。
And this is one word, right? Though there's no space, so brain rot, one word.
对，那它什么意思呢？
So brain rot just means the kind of content or entertainment that rots your brain.
所以它基本上就是形容你如果吸收了消费了太多低质量啊，这个是 key， 低质量的内容之后，你的脑子就会产生一种烂掉的感觉。你有的时候自己也觉得脑子里都是乌七八糟的东西，是吧？ So you've got brain rot.
Yeah, it's like watching all these 20-second videos online and just sitting on your phone and flicking through the videos, you know, and your brain just starts to rot.
对， so 很形象嘛。那第二个词，这个是形容一种生活态度，是吧？是很环保的生活态度。
Yeah, this one's more positive, right? Ecotarian.
Yeah. Eco, 那这里不是 stands for economy 啊，不是说经济，而是我们说的什么 eco-friendly, 环保。
Yeah, this eco comes from ecosystem, right? Eco as a prefix usually means like something related to the environment.
对，就生态啊。那所以这个 ecotarian...因为中文很简单嘛，就说环保，但是英文里面要说什么 environmentally friendly, environmentally conscious 就很长，对吧？
Yeah, and also if you said what people used to say, an environmentalist, it kind of has this feeling of being an activist or something political almost.
对，但是呢，对于大众，现在大家对于环保都越来越有意识嘛，然后从你看我要少用一点什么塑料啊，各种各样的开 EV电车啊，这些我们都其实可以称之为是一种 ecotarian 更环保的生活方式。
Yeah, sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, 就我们之前说李子柒啊，他的那个 content, 人家是 very high quality, 绝对不会让你 brain rot, 但他的 content 就是很 ecotarian, right?
对 ,and she's definitely an ecotarian herself, I'm sure.
这个就让我想到 vegetarian, 就形容一个人是吧，这个 tarian。
Yeah, you have tarian at the end there, and anything that has tarian at the end is describing a type of person, something about their identity or their behavior.
对，好，那还有一种人呢，是躺平的人。这个我记得之前和 Adam 做节目就说过，那个时候英语，那一两年前吧，有个词也很热 ,quiet quit or quiet quitting.
Yeah, this one's a little bit different, but similar, and it's resenteeism.
OK, 那中文我觉得就是躺平，但它这个 resenteeism 是英文的一个混成词，把两个词放在一起，这两个词是
resent and absenteeism.
Resent 就是怨恨是吧，就是很抱怨很埋怨的，然后呢 absenteeism 就如果你 absent 就是没有去嘛，缺到，然后呢它这里说的是你人还是到了，You are present at work, 但是呢，你这个态度，第一，你抱怨、怨恨你的工作，很 resentful。第二，你身体在那，但是你的头脑、你的灵魂是 absent, 是不是？
Yeah, it's like someone who hates their job, but they go to work anyway, right?
但是他们的 mind, 他们的 soul 是 absent。
Yeah, they're not present. They don't actually want to be there. They probably are putting off work or not trying very hard.
其实有一份自己很热爱的工作是一个特别大的 privilege, 是一个特别大的福气恩典哦。觉得对很多人来说，你也没有办法。这个 work 真的 ，you know you need the paycheck, right? 要养自己啊，要养家糊口啊。
Yeah, it reminds me of these like soulless corporate jobs, right? That people talk about.
是好，那接下来的一个热词呢，同样也是一个混成词 portmanteau。
Yes, combining QR code and fishing, we have quishing.
这里的 fishing 不是说你去钓鱼钓 fish, 而是我们之前跟大家说的就被骗啊，什么 scam, scammer, 然后就有 fishing。那这种 fishing 就是让你扫个二维码哈，英语叫 QR code, 然后呢你一扫就完蛋了，他就是给你各种的诈骗。
Yeah, this phishing is not the same as normal phishing, but it's called that because it's like they're throwing out this QR code to you, trying to catch you, right? And if you do scan it, you're in trouble.
对，所以这个中文我们叫二维码，英语叫 QR code。Jason, 你知道这个 QR 代表哪两个单词吗？
I have absolutely no idea.
我之前把它想得很复杂，因为就想二维这个不是 two-dimensional 吗？
Yeah.
It actually just stands for quick response. 因为你一扫这个码，就把你跳到一个什么链接啊，跳到一个 landing page 之类的。
Oh, well, I learned something new today.
Quick response 啊，因为我们反应很快嘛，一边做节目一边 Google 自己不会的东西。好，那我们今天最后一个要跟大家分享的年度热词，这个词一看就是很有互联网网红细胞的。
Ah, yes, I've seen this one before. Looks maxing.
Okay, so it's both sounds and looks 很网红基因。
对。
So, 这个 looks 就是在形容一个人的外表，对吧？他看上去的样子。然后这个 maxing 就是 maximize or maximum， 意思就是那个最顶点，就是最高程度的。
Yeah, you want to take something from whatever level it's at to the max. You want to maximize it.
对，然后最关键啊，就现在这种网上都还不好好拼这个词，人家 max 就只有一个 x 嘛，但他都给你搞成两个 x。Like maxing,
yeah, max,
对，更 max, M-A-X-X.
Yeah.
好，那这个 looks maxing 是什么意思呢？
So I've seen this originally on a website called Reddit, and in this subreddit or this forum, you know, it's people who post pictures of themselves looking kind of normal, and then they ask for advice, and then they get their looks maxing. They maximize their looks and glow up is another way to say it, and they look way better.
啊，所以就是 maximize 你的外表，就是优化改造自己的外表 to the max， 朝最好的那个方向迈进，是吧？
Yeah, they'll say things like, hey, you know, cut your hair and change your earrings and try your makeup this way and smile more and et cetera, et cetera.
就英文有一个词叫 makeover， 就是大改造那样。
Yeah, very similar to makeover, just sounds more intense and more maximum.
Looks maxing, 但就是很能反映现在这个时代，这个 zeitgeist, 大家的不管是审美的取向，或者我们用的很多 filter 滤镜出来的都是很这种 looks maxing 的这种样子。
Yeah, so extreme.
所以怪不得那 demure 能成为一个热词啊，可能大家看这种 looks maxing 看多了就觉得啊 demure 这样文静端庄一点简单一点的也是不错。
Yeah, 你要低调一点哦。
嗯，说得好。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道今天所有分享的这些年度热词哪一个让你的印象最深刻？
Yeah, let us know which word you found the most interesting, or if you have any other cool new internet words you've heard yourself.
其实很期待大家跟我们分享一些在中文互联网上红的这些词啊，所以等着看大家的留言。好，非常感谢你的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, see you next time.